Shayo.
And I'm the other host, Pesa Shayo, and I'm Whitney Shayo's husband.
Today we are super excited to be talking about marriage once again. This is the place where we believe that every couple has a chance to stay together and be happy.
Oh yeah, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. Every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And in this day and age, we are here to fight for your marriage. We are here to make sure that you can see sense in staying together with your spouse.
That's right, especially during a time when divorce is seen as such an easy option. But we want to just provide that encouragement and hope for couples out there, because the truth is we all struggle. No one has the perfect relationship.
And the perfect relationship doesn't exist anyway. Perfection does not exist. We are all working to get better. We are all working to get better in our marriages every day. There is no perfect marriage. And whoever tells you that there's a perfect marriage, or they're selling you a perfect marriage, they're lying. There is no perfect marriage.
That's right. So today we wanted to start off by talking about that fairy tale myth that is pushed to us so much in our culture. Because one thing I'm noticing is in our society, we sort of have it switched around. We believe that we need to fall madly in love with a person before we can even think about getting married. And we have those, What would you call it? Those special feelings, and just everything is perfect.
Oh yeah, the romance.
Which
I guess we all need romance before we get married, right?
You definitely need that attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is, what we don't realize is then later on, reality hits and we get stuck in that routine of life, and when it becomes boring, bailing out looks like more fun.
Yes, bailing out looks like more fun because the excitement has gone away. And we want to remind everybody, because we also have to remind ourselves, that love is a choice. You actually make a choice to love someone, and you make a choice to continue loving someone even when that feeling has gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that feeling will not be as strong all the time. Feelings come and go.
Yes, some days you might be in a funk. You're waking up. You don't feel right. He looks cray cray. He looks crazy. And still, you're just going to be like, oh God, please Jesus, help me to love him.
Yes, as I said, sometimes the feeling is not as strong, and you need something to remind you why you're there. And basically, I really do think that our culture has it switched around. I think it's backwards, because and this is something that I need to remind myself from time to time, is that in the beginning, you do need to make that choice. You need to decide, okay, this is the person I'm going to be with. You choose to love them, and you also make a commitment to stay dedicated to them. And then what we've learned in our experience is the romance, there's always time for that. There's always time for those things to come in later. And I feel as though our bond has become a lot stronger over the years.
Yes.
Simply because of the fact that during those tough times when the romance wasn't necessarily there, or, you know, those mushy feelings weren't as strong, we still made that choice. You know what? We're going to be committed. We're just going to, you know, stay together. We're going to stick together through this.
Yeah, we're going to stick together through this. And looking back, when we look back, you're like, wow, that actually was the right decision. That was actually the right choice. Mm-hmm. Although at that time, it felt like it's like really hard to make that decision.
Yes, because that's the reality of life. You will have difficult days. You will have times when one person is in a bad mood or both of you are in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Or you disagree.
We disagree. And we are not here to reign. For those people who are going through that honeymoon phase and everything is perfect, we are not here to reign on your parade. Just continue. And we hope that phase will stay for a long time. Mm-hmm. But for those people who are going through a hard time right now, or those people who are just going about done, going through a hard time, we just want to encourage you that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And although it might feel like it's not, you are not there at this moment, just hang on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change. Things will change.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the way I have it set up in my mind so that it's easy for me to understand and also just easy for me to remember is being somewhat mechanical or, you know, pragmatic in a way comes first, or it should come in the beginning. Okay. And then the love will build from there. Not the other way around. Not, okay, I'm totally infatuated with this person and we're, you know, we're all romantic and everything. We have the fuzzy feelings. And then later when life hits and we have to be mechanical and go through those routines in everyday life, then we become bored and divorce starts to look good. That's what I'm seeing, unfortunately, with a lot of the young couples that we interact with. That's the pattern that I'm finding. I'm seeing, you know, this whole dating thing in the beginning, but it doesn't last long enough. Mm-hmm. Those feelings, it just doesn't work that way.
So what you're saying that, just to elaborate, are you saying that in the beginning, how should somebody be able to decide that this is the person who they're going to love for the rest of their life? How should they go through that process? I'm not getting it.
Yes. What I mean is, obviously, there has to be some attraction in the beginning. Yes, you will have those fuzzy feelings. And you should. That's awesome. But what I'm saying is we want those fuzzy feelings to stay. We want them to be long term.
Yes.
So basically in the beginning, when you are figuring out, you know, oh, hey, yeah, I think this is the one. Oh, I love, you know, we could stay together for, you know, forever. What I'm saying is go ahead and just make a firm decision at that point. Okay. Say, okay, you know what? I'm making a commitment. I am choosing to love this person through the ups and downs.
So that's the mechanical part. Like you are making a choice. Yes. You're deciding.
That's something. Yeah, because it's the truth is it goes on in your brain. It doesn't go on in your heart. Your heart is not following your heart is just going to disappoint everybody.
Okay.
Eventually. You have to use your brain. And that's one of the main messages that we deliver at Live Your Best Marriage. That message is, it is more mechanical. It's mostly in the brain. It's not in the heart. Because, and again, when I say society has it backwards, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how we think everything is led by feelings. But when we allow ourselves to do that, everybody ends up being disappointed.
But what if somebody says, hey, you know, Whitney, that ship has already sailed.
Uh-huh.
I followed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking. Mm-hmm. And now I'm married to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I made a mistake. What should you tell them? What are you going to tell them?
I would totally say that... It's not the wrong person. There's no such thing as the wrong person.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is your choice to be with them is the same choice that you're going to have to make with anybody.
Okay.
Okay. And for example, we're going to have to change the way we view divorce.
Okay.
We're going to, in our culture, it's pushed out as something that gives you freedom.
Yeah.
In reality, all divorce really does for you is it takes you from bad to worse.
Okay.
You're just making a trade for a new partner who is just as bad as the one you already have, if not worse. And I think most likely they'll be worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that. And what I mean is when you're thinking about getting a new mate,
yes,
you should really just consider staying with the same one and working on your problems. And then the new and improved version of the person you're already married to is going to be the new mate. And I know, and this...
What if somebody right now is saying, easy for you to say, Miss Whitney, because you seem to be having a great marriage. But what about me? If you see, if you only knew who my spouse was, you'd have changed your story.
Yeah, and I get that a lot. I get a lot of wives saying, oh, no, you don't know who I have to live with.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard it is.
Easy for you, but...
Easy for me. No, actually, but it's the same rule applies to everybody. The only people who are excluded from this are people whose spouse is physically abusive or is just constantly cheating on them. You're excluded from this. If you're in an abusive situation, divorce obviously is a much better option and you need to get help right away. But for those of us who are just annoyed by the stupid little things that our spouse does, divorce is not going to help us. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Honestly, somebody just has to say it. And that's something that was a coping mechanism that I developed on my own when I was having postpartum depression 2 years ago. I was constantly talking about divorce. All the time. Every time we had an argument, that was my solution. But over time, what I did was I would remind myself. I would say, you know, any other guy out there is probably going to be just as bad, probably going to make me just as upset as he does, or way worse. And so after telling myself that for 2 years, I'm pretty firm in that belief now, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that is the whole point I'm trying to get across, is that we have to use our head.
Yes.
When it comes to this love thing. It's not that fuzzy thing. And there are a lot of times when things are going well, yes, we do experience those fuzzy feelings. Of course we do. Of course we're attached. Of course we have a strong bond. And of course we have joy. But honestly, I have to say, on those days when you guys are arguing, it doesn't feel like that's there. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's helping.
Yes. It doesn't feel like it's helping. And there's something I was reading the other day, and they were talking about what you focus on is what you get. And they were talking about this part of your brain called the reticular activating system. Mm-hmm. Reticular activating system, which is like RAS. Mm-hmm. And they're saying basically you can Google it, reticular activating system, but in short, what you focus on, your brain pretty much shows you. Mm-hmm. And they gave an example where if you buy, have you ever had a situation where you buy a car and you thought that car was so unique and not a lot of people had it? Oh, wow, I just got myself a nice Pontiac. Mm-hmm. Nobody has this white Pontiac, whatever. And then as you're driving out of the lot, you start noticing the same car. And you notice a bunch of people have the same car, and you're like, whoa, what just happened? According to this reticular activating system, the car was always there. You just never noticed it. Mm-hmm. And now that you have one and your brain is in tuned to that, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you are able to see it. It was always there, you just never saw it. Mm-hmm. And so you are focused on that and you are looking for it. And so when it comes to marriage, they are saying that if you're already looking, if you think about your spouse as just, oh, she's always nagging me, oh, she's giving me a hard time, oh, she always doesn't let me have fun, things like that, those things will always start appearing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this really works in like mm-hmm. very well, but I know mm-hmm. after a while, if you always think your spouse is a pain, mm-hmm. she'll always be a pain. So it's very important also to think like we need to also to have some positive feelings mm-hmm. and like some positive ideas when it comes to thinking about our wife, mm-hmm. our spouses.
Mm-hmm. So when this is applied to a married couple, you're saying that the more proof you look for,
yeah,
the more proof you find, the yes. more evidence
yes.
you'll find.
Yes.
So if you're always paying more attention to the negative behaviors or the things that you don't like
yeah.
that your spouse does, then naturally you're going to be thinking about that a lot more than you will, you know, about the nice things that they've done.
Yes.
And it's going to look in your mind, it's going to look as though the bad outweighs the good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, you're right. If I think you're a pain, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll always find evidence to confirm to me that you're a pain. Mm-hmm. And because I find the evidence, that actually mm-hmm. reinforces my mm-hmm. the feeling that I already had from the get-go that you're a pain, because I already seen the evidence. So mm-hmm. it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. So I start believing that my spouse is just always nagging, doesn't let me have fun. Mm-hmm. And then I get the evidence. Mm-hmm. I get the evidence. I start seeing that she's actually giving me a hard time all the time. Mm-hmm. And because I saw the evidence, my belief is reinforced. Mm-hmm. And then what does that mean? I'll start seeing more evidence. Mm-hmm. And then because I see more evidence, my mm-hmm. belief gets more reinforced. Mm-hmm. So it's always important to actually look for the positive things, because after a while you actually see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sort of becomes a never-ending cycle.
Yes.
Then it just kind of goes in a circle. Yes. So for example, if a husband says something to the wife and she takes it the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
and then she can begin to think back on other things that he has said or yeah. things that he has done in the past.
Yes.
And in her mind, it's like, okay, you know what? Yep, I'm pretty sure he is he's just that way.
Yeah.
He that's just how he is. And I think he thinks of me as a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because he said this and that.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And so she's just reinforcing that belief.
Yes, because now she already had the belief. She's finding evidence mm-hmm. of that, mm-hmm. what she already believes.
Mm-hmm.
Because she found the evidence, she reinforces her belief.
Mm-hmm.
And because now her belief is more strong, she finds more evidence.
Mm-hmm. She just keeps finding more and more proof,
which makes her belief stronger.
Which makes him look bad
yes.
more and more.
Yes. And I know this might be confusing to a lot of people, but the short version of it is you will see what you already believe. Have mm-hmm. you ever, like, just the same idea, like you might have a friend who's always complaining, like, oh man, I'm always late. Mm-hmm. I'm always late. And he's always late. Or
mm-hmm.
I always have trouble losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, the truth is they're always having trouble losing weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like they believe they can lose weight and they can't lose weight.
Yeah.
It's a cycle.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard people say, oh, I just can't seem to lose weight.
Yes.
And then it's really, really sad because they end up not losing the weight that they wanted to.
Yes. So the only good thing about this, from what I read, is you can actually flip it and actually use it to your advantage. Mm-hmm. So instead of using it on the negative in terms of saying like, oh, my wife is a pain, blah, 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 you can actually use it as saying, oh my God, my wife is so great.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
And then, because you'll start seeing evidence of how she's great. Maybe mm-hmm. you can see how she's taking good care of the kids, or maybe how she warmed up the car for you. Maybe she filled the gas for you. Like, mm-hmm. just little things which before you could have already ignored them, mm-hmm. but because you're already looking in terms of, like, oh, my wife is so great.
Mm-hmm.
So these little things will start appearing more, mm-hmm. which in essence will start reinforcing your already mm-hmm. belief that your wife is awesome.
So you're establishing habits.
Yes.
So you're building up positive things in your ROI. Or your RAS, sorry.
ROI, yeah, you're getting ROI. More return in your investment.
Sorry, I have a business. It's RAS, excuse me.
Yes, RAS. So uh-huh. just you believe,
mm-hmm.
you see what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see what you believe, that reinforces your belief,
mm-hmm.
which makes you see the same thing more, which reinforces your belief. So it's a cycle.
So it's kind of like the law of attraction then.
You know, yeah, it's kind of the, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really understand the law of attraction very well. Maybe mm-hmm. Some people are saying that you attract things to your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like you see some, it's already there. You are seeing it because your brain is looking for it.
Okay.
So I guess it's kind of the law of attraction.
They could be similar.
Yeah, but yeah.
But this one is mostly just.
This is just the simple.
The reality that's happening around you.
Yes.
Or, I mean, the reality that you see is just something that you already believe anyway.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, some people can call it the law of attraction, and I'm not really good at that, but all I can say is, because I'm a simple guy, it's just the good old, you see what you believe, and mm-hmm. because you see that, you continue believing it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But this is just to say that you can really easily change the trajectory of your marriage. Like, if things are going cray-cray, things are getting crazy, you can actually easily change them because you can literally decide
mm-hmm.
that I am not going to say those things, those words to my wife, and I'm going to start changing the way we interact mm-hmm. with each other. So in a sense, it gives you power.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you some power on mm-hmm. like just in a way to control where your marriage is going. So it's not like you head to a divorce and you feel like you had no power for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you actually can change how things are going on in your marriage.
So if both people decide, okay, from now on, I'm just going to remind myself, okay, he thinks I'm special, or he cherishes me, or he loves me, or and the husband can do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what? She's not a witch. She really loves me.
Yeah.
Just whatever issue they're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
if they make it something positive.
Yeah. Or you can just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to still be with her for the rest of my life. So let's just cut the BS and continue loving each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know that's a little bit out there, but sometimes it works.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you folks so much for listening. We had a great time, and we will be back next week with another podcast. Until then.
Okay, bye. And hey, guys, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always find me on Twitter at Pesashayo, PESASHAYO. And you are.
And my Twitter is, I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And you can always find us at the website, which is Live Your Best Marriage. LiveYourBestMarriage.com. LiveYourBestMarriage.com. Okay, guys, until next time. Talk to you later. Bye.